Tonight I am going to work and continue in the series on God's mind on music. The scripture that we just read tells us not to remove the ancient landmarks which our fathers have set. And some of those landmarks we don't have to fight for today. For instance, the topic of baptism by immersion is not a big battle in our day. It's something we stand for. It's something we're not going to budge on. But it's not something that we have to die for like men died for in their day for that landmark, that doctrinal landmark according to the scriptures. And so there are landmarks like that in our doctrinal statement and in what we believe today that we believe but we don't have to fight for, so to speak. They're not issues of the day. But the issue that I'm dealing with in music is an issue of the day. And it's an issue that has been passed down to us and passed down to us rightly. There have been some landmarks that have been established down through the decades that are right landmarks in this area of worship, but they are under attack. And so some landmarks that we hold to, maybe we don't have to fight as feverishly today as they fought years ago, but some landmarks that we hold to today, we have to fight for. And we have to fight feverishly for. We have to fight and contend for. And this is one of those landmarks, the area of music, that we have to fight for. I have the ushers going to hand out two handouts to you tonight. One is the shifting sand of music. It'll show you biblical music. It'll show you questionable music. It'll show you Christian contemporary music and carnal music. It'll show you scriptures to study on those particular topics. It'll show you the results of those music, of the different types of music on the chart. It'll show you the proponents of those types of music and questions to ask. I think it's a very helpful chart for you as we look at music. I'll make reference to it tonight in the presentation that I'm going to give. The second one is testing your own personal music by God's principles and God's character. I went through some tests last week. I wanted you to have a handout on it, so that you would be able to ask these questions about the music that you listen to. I believe that both will be helpful to you tonight. I want you to understand my spirit before we get started in this, because I am going to do some exposing tonight. And my spirit in teaching and preaching through this particular series is not to bite someone's ear off. I understand that all of us have varying backgrounds and we have varying levels of understanding as far as the scriptures. But it is my responsibility as a shepherd to instruct you so that you know what to believe, why to believe it, and how to protect yourself. And tonight, we've discussed the first 2 weeks. We discussed the first week, the groundwork for godly music. I'm going to go through those principles again tonight. The second week, we discussed the slippery slope of Christian contemporary music. And tonight, I've entitled the message, Protecting Our Borders. Protecting Our Borders in this area. And so if you'll follow along, we'll use the PowerPoint tonight to give you some information that I think will be helpful. Groundwork for godly music. I covered this 2 weeks ago. We talked about the purpose of music is to praise the Lord. We find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, but we also find that throughout the book of Psalms, in contrast to the purpose of music being that of evangelism. God didn't create music for us to evangelize the lost. Primarily, the purpose of music is to praise the Lord. Secondly, there's the principle of the new song, and it's distinct from the old song. It ought to be distinct in every way, and Psalm 40 deals with that. Then there's the priority of excellence, and Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, and we learned that he wrote that we should learn to test things in an excellent manner or choose what is best, not what is okay, not what we're trying to justify, but that which is best. And he says, I'm praying, church, that you would come to a point of maturity where you would approve and test things that are best. Then we talked about the slippery slope of Christian contemporary music last week. And in that discussion, we learned that CCM, Christian contemporary music today, is in opposition to separation. And they're trying to bring together the masses. I will review some of that as we go through the presentation tonight. They're trying to bring together people from all religions and make music the unifying principle, and that violates biblical separation as we know it, as we understand it. You can read about that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. Not only is it in opposition to separation, but these two tie together that when somebody is in opposition to biblical separation, you will generally see worldliness in their life. And so that's why we have a lot of problem with worldliness in the CCM movement, in the Christian contemporary movement. Thirdly, it's permeated with homosexuality, and I gave you some documentation on that last week. There are some other scriptures that I want you to be aware of as you study music, because the Bible identifies different kinds of ungodly music. In Exodus 32, Joshua comes to the people, and when he heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is war in the camp," or "There's the noise of war in the camp." And he said, "It is not the noise of them that are crying, it is but the noise of them that sing do I hear." Or in other words, there is a music that in God's ears has the sound of war to it. The noise of war. That's a chaotic music. That's not a music that has order to it. That's not a music that brings glory to God. He talks about it in Exodus chapter 32. There's the noise of song in Amos chapter 5. And he says in Amos chapter 5, verse 23, Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. And again he comes and he says, listen, what you're offering to me is noise. It's not music. It's not something that honors me as Lord. He says, please take that away from me. I don't want to hear that. In Leviticus chapter 10, Nadab and Abihu are coming before the Lord, and they offer unto the Lord in the way of sacrifice strange fire. And it was not acceptable by God. In fact, he says, and there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord because they offered strange fire. They did not offer what God had told them to give. And sometimes in the area of music, people are offering things to God, but it's a strange fire. It's not a pure sacrifice of praise. It's a strange fire. There's the song of fools in Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, where it says, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. And so the area of music is not something that God wrote a couple verses about and said, well, this isn't really important, I'll just put a couple verses in there. No, he wrote over 500 verses that deal with music, and he identified some music that was wrong even in that day. And I think that that is important for us to understand, that there is music clearly in Scripture that was not acceptable unto the Lord. Robert Frost wrote this, "Don't ever take a fence down until you know why it was put up." Now, Robert Frost didn't write everything that was great, but this one, as it relates to what we're speaking about, is important. There are fences that we have put up in our lives as Christians to protect this area of our lives. And before we go ripping fences down, we better understand why they are up. That's a very important principle as it relates to music. And so tonight, I really want to share with you how we plan and how you ought to plan to protect the borders in this area. Are you for America protecting their borders? Why? Because we have things that are valuable that we want to protect in America. And brethren, in the area of music, there's some things that are valuable that we must protect. And that's why we build fences, and that's why we protect borders. And so tonight, I want to explain to you how CCM is slipping into churches. I'll lay out a number of ways that it comes into a church, into a life, and so that you can keep your antennas up, so that you can be aware, so that you can understand why we need to protect the borders in this critical area. One of the ways that it's coming in to churches is through publishers. You may not be aware of this. Some of what I'm going to share tonight is probably going to be brand new for some of you. But we live in this world, and we as a church and as a pastor, this area is of much concern to me, because I don't want to lose what we have. I don't want to lose it at an individual level, and I don't want to lose it as a church level. And so one of the ways that it's coming in is through publishers. It's interesting that publishers for years, have remained conservative in the music that they have chosen to write. And they have written it in a conservative manner. And they have not stolen from others. And they have worked diligently to write their own music. But now, things are changing. Those same publishers that have held that position for years are now saying it's okay to go into the CCM world and take a song from the CCM world and bring it into our fundamental Baptist churches and dress it up. Now, that's a problem, my friend. And it's happening in all of our publishers. The Wilds, for many years, has been putting out good music, conservative music, music that is God-honoring, music that I don't have to question. But now the Wilds is doing what I'm telling you that they're doing. They're going into the CCM world. They're taking a song that is popular. And by the way, when I say it's popular, it's making money for somebody. And they're bringing it and they're dressing it up. And they're putting it in a church culture. The problem is, when it's sung in the church, there are many people that know the other version of it that's out on the web and out about among CCM bands and artists. And the church gets introduced to CCM music because our publishers are taking those songs and dressing them up and selling them. And as a result, it's entering into the church. Soundforth has been associated with Bob Jones University for years, has put out good music. We have much of their music in our library. We use a lot of their music. But Soundforth was just bought out by a company by the name of Lorenzen. And they are taking the same path, the same course. They are going into the CCM world, and they're taking what is popular, what is being used, and they're trying to dress it up and sell it to the Independent Baptist Church. Bible Truth Music, we have many of their books. They are headed in the same direction. They have bought into the same philosophy. And as a result, it is seeping in to our churches just a little bit at a time. In Proverbs, the Bible says this, in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 4, it says to give subtlety to the simple, to the wise, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. One of the areas, brethren, that we cannot be simple in is in the area of music. We have to be subtle. We have to be on our game. We have to know what is taking place. And Satan is weaving this stuff into churches, and he's doing it through these avenues. And so as a pastor, I wish I could preach and teach all the time kind and loving things. But there are times that I have to teach and preach and warn because things creep in. And that happens on a number of fronts. And the Bible tells us that on a number of fronts. It says silly women will creep into laden houses. It says that wolves will creep in to the flock. And so it's the pastor's job to warn. It's the pastor's job to bring light to these areas. I'm hoping to do that in this series for you so that you don't follow the trends that are taking place. Not only in publishers, but Bible colleges. This is seeping into our Bible colleges. And it's hurting us. What is taking place is somebody in the upper level of staff and music departments has to be living in the CCM world to get all that music. That means they have to be listening to rock stuff in order to be able to dress it up. And then they bring it into a Bible college and dress it up. And then it's sung in churches all over the nation as these little groups from these Bible colleges go into all over the nation and introduce this kind of music into the churches. It's becoming a real problem. Most of the schools headed down this road are using this argument. Don't make music an issue. Music's not a big issue. It's all about souls. Well, we are about souls. Don't get me wrong tonight. In fact, you heard teaching on that this morning in Sunday school. But we're not going to give up the important things that make up our worship in order to reach souls. We're not going to build our music around reaching souls. We're going to build our music around pleasing God. And this is a new evangelical philosophy, by the way. And new evangelicalism says this: as long as we're winning souls, we can neglect other areas and leave those undone. And don't talk about those. Keep those quiet in your churches. And you're going to get a new evangelical church is what you're going to get. You're going to get a church that's trying to reach the masses without holiness. And when you get that, you're going to have a mess on your hands. And so protecting our borders, our young people then, they get in these colleges, they hear this music. They develop an appetite for it. They develop an ear for it. There are some colleges, thank God, that are taking the right course in this area. Those colleges are on your sheet tonight under biblical music. And we're thankful for Ambassador in New England and Fairhaven and Baptist College of Ministries that are at this point in their school. They are going in the right direction in this area. There are lots of Bible colleges that are not, and they're listed as well. And you'll see them, West Coast, Bob Jones, Northland, Champion. Those are probably some of the worst that are involved in this direction. And you need to know that. You need to know what's out there. And there are ones that are farther removed, like Liberty and so on. But within the Fundamental Baptist camp, this is where the music is going. And you need to understand where it's going. The direction is wrong. The philosophy is wrong. It's going to end in a wrong direction. And when we send our kids here, you need to understand that they're going to get that music. And it's going to feed an appetite that's different. I talked to a pastor the other day from another independent Baptist church. One of his kids came back from college, somebody that they've invested in, and they got the wrong kind of music. And so the pastor had to sit down, and the pastor had to talk with the young lady and say, "Hey, we're not going that direction. I don't know where you got it from, but we're not going that direction. Brethren, we're not going that direction either here. And so if it comes back, it's not going to be accepted well here. It's going to be stopped in its tracks. And in a good manner, in a right spirit, but we're not going to let the Bible colleges tell us what kind of music we have to have in our churches. The Bible college doesn't trump the church. When a Bible college takes this direction, I want you to know something, it hardly ever comes back around. When the music goes wrong, it hardly ever reverses and comes back. Usually it is a stair step in the wrong direction, and it will only get worse. That which is closest to us is most dangerous. It has a weakening effect on young people when they see compromised Christianity all around them, and it's coming through the Bible colleges. There's another way that it enters into the church, and that is through canned music and soundtracks. And again, I'm just laying groundwork tonight so that you know where we stand as a church. Don't ask us to play soundtracks in our church for any special music. That's not happening here. We're not going that direction. We're not opening up that gate and welcoming any outside music in that might infiltrate this place and destroy our position on godly music. We're taking the high road. We're not going that direction. There's another way, and it's through Christian radio stations. And I put Christian on there because I want you to understand the mentality of Christian radio stations. They are putting a program together that is applying to the masses. They're trying to get listeners. And so they're trying to get listeners from all different groups and religions. It's the same concept as CCM music. That, you know what? We'll broaden what we offer so that we can broaden what comes in. And as a result, 95% of what you hear on Christian radio stations today is contemporary Christian music. And without knowing it, you can drive back and forth to work and start to develop an appetite for something that does not fit God's mold of as far as music. And so I say that to say this, be guarded in that area. That's an important area. Southern gospel is another way that it comes in and gets inside the church and can get inside your home. And people have their favorite Southern gospel groups and quartets and all of that. And you're going to hear that same rock beat in that music that you hear in the CCM music that I'm going to share with you tonight. And so this is how it's filtrating into the church. And I want you to be alert to it. I want you to know what's going on so that you can see why we're protecting. New hymn books is another way that it's coming into the church. There's a Majesty hymnal that's coming out, Rejoice Hymns. And in that particular hymn book, they feature 10 songs by Geddie and Townend. Now, I'm going to introduce you to Geddie and Townend in a little bit. They also feature other people, other main artists within the Christian contemporary music. Again, they're taking our hymn books and they're bringing this stuff in a little bit at a time. And all I'm saying is, we're not going there. I'm not going to get that hymn book. The hymn book's not going to come to Mount Zion Baptist Church because we're not going to open ourselves up for it to get started here. There's another one entitled In Ancient and Modern Hymns. In that particular hymn book, which is compiled by Fred Coleman, 29 songs are from the CCM world. They're trying to bridge the gap. They're trying to bring it into traditional music churches. It's published by Heart Publications, a ministry of Steve Pettit, Evangelistic Association, who heads up Bob Jones's University Fred Coleman heads up Bob Jones's Department of Church Music, and bridges are being built to a most dangerous spiritual world. And it's happening through these avenues. And here's the problem, folks. If we let it in, the next generation is going to cross the bridge. And so I don't want the bridge to be built. Not at Mount Zion Baptist Church. I'm not interested in it. Because I'm not interested in it for my children. I don't want my children to cross the bridge. I don't want them to be living in this Christian contemporary music world in their adult life and raising kids that have an appetite for that stuff. And so, one reader rightly observes, truly contemporary music represents the ecumenical spirit of the age. It's coming in through new hymn books. Then it's coming in through the development of bridge music. These are names that you should be aware of because they are pushing the envelope in this area. They are writing music for this purpose. It's out of their own mouth. Their goal is to convert traditional worshiping churches to contemporary forms of worship. That's their goal. People like the Gettys and people like Steve and Vicki Cook and Stuart Townend and Darlene Zschech. And there are a number of other ones. Those are just some main names. CCM is being arranged by these people and being arranged in a very mild format. In fact, some of the music that I'll play for you tonight, you couldn't put a finger on it and say, I can tell you why that music's wrong. But they're writing music to convert us over. And with that in mind, we're rejecting all of it. We're staying away from all of it. They're arranging and they're adopting music. And that's how it's taking place. That's how it's coming in to the churches. And so, Kristen and Keith Getty, I would just like to give you some information on them. With regards to music, Getty articulates well his conviction regarding the theological significance of words put to a song. What we sing becomes the grammar of what we believe. That's what he wrote. And so, as a reflection of that, this conviction spawns a theological that distinguish his songs from many other songs. And some of those songs that he's written have good doctrinal words in them. Some of them, if you listen to them, they have good doctrine to them. But the problem is that he's an ecumenist. He's the one that runs to the conferences with the Roman Catholics and stands on the same stage with them. He is writing music to bring everybody together. Go to his website, go read what they're about. You'll see that's what he's doing. His goal is to bring everyone together through music. The goal is to write music that brings believers of different geographical, theological, and musical backgrounds together in worship. And that is what they are shooting to do. And so here are some songs that they have written, and here are them performing them. And then what is taking place is we are dressing them up. And I may need some more volume here, but here's a song in Christ Alone. Words of the song, pretty good words. Lyrics of the song, goal of the song, to bring into churches. And the link to ecumenism is the big problem. Here is the lady singing the song. Let's see if we can... contemporary Christian music in a very conservative manner, right? In Christ Alone. And she's going to sing it for you with her husband playing the piano there.
In Christ Alone, my hope is found.
Now, is that what you want at Mount Zion Baptist Church? You want us to bring that into Mount Zion Baptist Church? No, we're not going that direction. But watch. Take the same song. Take the same song over here. It's dressed up. You're not going to hear it sung like that. We just pulled it from the CCM world.
I
maybe even our music here at times. What they've done is they've taken something that is contemporary and they've dressed it up to bring it into the church, hoping to eventually link us to the other side. And brethren, that has been the philosophy of CCM music from the very beginning. If you go back and you listen to Amy Grant, she will sound just like the other. So you have that with the Gettys. The Gettys have joined the Roman Catholic, Matt Mayer. They've written a song, The Power of the Cross, which has been rewritten and is used in some Bible colleges and churches today. And what I gave you is the most conservative rendition of any music that's on the CCM side that's being produced over on our side and trying to be brought into our churches. And I have a number of other examples that I could give to you. There's another man. His name is Stuart Townend. Townend is in connection with Getty. There's another couple by the name of Steve and Vicky Cook, and they are writing music for the purpose of crossover. Let me tell you about Townend. All right? Townend is charismatic in theology and radical in ecumenism, supporting the Alpha program, which bridges charismatic, Protestant, and Roman Catholicism or Roman Catholic churches. He is a member of a charismatic Church of Christ, the King of Brighton, in the United Kingdom, and supports the extraordinary manifestations of the Spirit. Can I define that for you? That means gibberish, spirit slaying, holy laughter, and shaking. And he's writing music that's getting into our churches. Now, that's a problem. We have a faulty foundation of doctrine, and we're letting this guy determine what kind of music he is going to write for our churches. He wrote a song, and the song he wrote, he was asked about that song and asked, what would Jesus sing? He replied this, and I quote, I think he would be doing thrash metal or hip-hop or something where we'd go, he can't do that, because I think he would be challenging our comfortable perceptions. I don't know what he would sing or whose songs he would sing, but I believe he would do it in a way that would surprise and probably shock us. I'm sorry, that is not the Jesus Christ that I serve. It's not the one you serve either. I don't see Jesus Christ coming down here and doing thrash metal. I don't see him doing hip-hop in church. If we understand who Christ is, yet these are the writers today, my friend. These are the ones that are putting music out that are saying, we want to sell it to independent Baptist churches, and we want to convert them. We want to convert them over to contemporary Christian music. Can I remind you about Satan? He's an angel that comes as an angel of light. As an angel of light. And he's written how, Townend has written how deep the Father's love for us is when love came down to earth. When asked about the song, how deep the Father's love for us, he responded, I am excited about the fact that you can write something that actually feeds the broader church. That's dangerous terminology. Rather than just particular musical pockets of the church. That's something that motivates me and probably why I've thought more and more about writing hymns. I would like to try and feed the whole church, not just part of it. What's he saying? I would like to bring everybody together. And so I'm going to write music that does that. I'm going to write music that accomplishes that purpose. And he is accomplishing that purpose in writing that kind of music. There is music that is being arranged by these people that is being arranged in such a fashion that it's conservative that you really can't put your finger on it and say, well, this is what's wrong about that kind of music. But it's being arranged to come into our churches to introduce us to these people a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. All right? Then there's music that's being adopted. And that's why I show you a song like Christ Alone, and there are other songs that I have on the PowerPoint if we're able to pull it up. And so they're taking music that is wild, that is rocky, and they're cleaning it up to bring it in. The problem is that people today have access to the other version on the web. They have access to the other version all over the place. And so a teenager sits in our service and they hear us sing one of the songs by, let's say, Mandisa, which is a contemporary group today. And so we sing that song. They say, boy, I really like that song. I want to go on the web and download it. And they go on the web, and they find the rock version of it. and they say, wow, I really like this. I really like the words. And they get hooked to the music again. And so that is why we are so intent on protecting the borders of our church in this area. We've got to have a password to get into this system. There we go. Thank you, Pastor Tom. All right. And so these are the fronts, how it's slipping in. Here's what the scripture says. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Now my question is this. If we're taking music and we're taking it from a lifestyle and a doctrine that is faulty, that is not based upon biblical wisdom, that has doctrinal foundations in charismatic movement and Pentecostalism and ecumenism, bringing everybody together, doctrine doesn't matter anymore, how can we sing those songs and the word of Christ be dwelling richly in us in all wisdom? All right? That can't happen, folks, when we're going to the wrong well. And sad to say, some musical leaders in our nation and independent Baptist churches have said it's all right to go to the trash can and try to find something good in the trash can and dress it up. We don't need to go to the trash can. Truth of the matter is, we have a lot of good music here in our church. There's been a lot of good music written. Pastor Mike was currently on a very, very tedious but diligent work to get more good music while it's still out there. And so I know in the last couple of weeks he's gone over hundreds of songs and ordered all kinds of sample music in so that we can look to make sure that we're getting the right stuff while it's available, because we believe we're coming to a point where it's going to be hard to get right stuff. And so we want to fill up on it while we have access to it. And so I want to take you to a couple other songs here. Just bear with me momentarily. There's Adapted, and then there is... now here's Townsend's music. I'm going to give you a sample of his song. This is the guy who said, if Christ came to earth, I could see him doing thrash metal and hip-hop. But this is the song he's writing for our churches.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
Okay, not thrash metal. But that's where he's headed. And so if you start to build the link now, where are you going to go? I'll tell you where you're going to go. You're going to go to the kind of music that he thinks Jesus is going to perform. That's what he's trying to write. That's where he's geared to write. He wrote the song When Love Came to Earth. Now, let's go to Adapted. Here is God of Ages. And God of Ages by Travis Doucette. Got the band behind him if you can't see the picture. Okay? This is CCM. This is what they're introducing. Got the rock. here is one of our main Bible colleges singing the same song. Big name Bible college of our day. Dressed up a little bit. No drums. Where did they go to get this music? They had to go into the CCM world and dig it out. Again, some of it you couldn't put a finger on and say, well, there's something wrong with that. But the problem is we're making links. The problem is you can go on the internet and listen to the other version and find Travis Doucette. Now I got a young person that's saying, ooh, Travis Doucette, man, he's awesome. Man, what else does he have out there? Ding, 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 ding. And he develops an appetite for the wrong stuff. And so that's why we're taking a stand against this. And we're saying we don't want anything to do with the CCM music.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes.
You want that here? We haven't got started yet. Soft rock. Here's another Bible college. Picking it up. Dress it up, but you understand somebody has to be feeding on that somewhere. They have to be feeding on the wrong stuff to get into that, to turn it to right. It's being adapted. Again, it's dressed up, but it's not going to stay there, my friend. Here's Word of God, here's Mercy Me, a major Christian contemporary band in our culture. And if you went up and you went on Mercy Me and you went to the top 20 in CCM, you would find Mercy Me there. You'd probably find one of their songs there. They are mainstream. They are making money. They are a band that's at the forefront of the CCM movement. Here they sing a song called Word of God Speak. And here we have an independent Baptist church over to my right-hand side that seems to put their video up on the web that connects them to this group. They may not even know it. There's a lot of churches that are flying completely blind in this area. They don't even see the connections, but they're making the connections. And it's going a direction. And I'm here to say, we are not letting that in. We are watching publishers carefully. We are watching where this music is coming from. If you come to Pastor Michael and you say, Pastor Michael, here's a song that I would like to sing, and he does some background check on it, and he finds that it's coming from this kind of stuff, it's not going to be approved at Mount Zion Baptist Church. Because we are not going this direction. I don't want to get close to it. It's a very dangerous direction to head in. Here is Mandisa. Not guilty. Independent Baptist Church and College.
There's a list of my of all my sins.
Same song. That means somebody had to be over here again in order to get that, in order to dress it up, And the only thing that's different is they're taking the band and a little bit of the sloppiness in the voice out. But they're going to the same well. I'm not going to show you any more examples tonight. I just say this. We are not going there. As a church, we are not going there. We are protecting our borders. The Bible still says, "Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Fear before Him all the earth." And we are responsible. I am responsible as a pastor to protect our church. But you're responsible to protect yourself. You're responsible to put the guards up in this area. Parents, be very careful what you let inside the home. Be very careful what you're listening to on the radio that you're approving that is okay. As a Christian, I work to protect myself, and you must do the same. The instruction I have given over the last 3 weeks is not to bite someone's ear off so you can't listen to anything. That's not the case. There's a lot of good stuff to listen to. We have tons of music in our home that is God-honoring, that lifts my heart before the Lord. However, it does mean that we close our ears to the wrong stuff. The truth is, music is a gift from God, and there's much out there that you can listen to. Sometimes in our lives, and I want to appeal to somebody that may be having a trouble in this area as we close tonight, sometimes in our lives we need an overhaul in some area. That means that we have not given thought to it and carefulness to it biblically as we should have. And that means that we need a house cleaning. An overhaul is a house cleaning. It's where I go in and I say, boy, I've got a lot of stuff that I need to get rid of. I can see where my appetites are going in the wrong direction. And I need to get right appetites in my life. Brethren, are you listening to me carefully? If you're filled with CCM and it's your direction of life, you are going to be a weak believer in personal separation, in doctrine, in a number of areas. That's why this area is critical. And if you're struggling with it, I urge you to submit to the Lord in this area and say, Lord, I have a lot to learn. Would you please teach me what I need to learn in this area so that I can do it in obedience to you? The second chart that I've given to you tonight is how to test your music. There's a lot of good questions on that. For you to evaluate what you are listening to and whether or not it pleases the Lord. There's a lot of tests that you can walk through. And I would say this, if your heart is sincere, we talked about godly sincerity this morning, then if your heart is sincere, you'll look at the test, and when they rub you, when they go against and you do not pass the test with your music, you'll say, Lord, okay, I understand. That music I don't need anymore in my life. I need to get rid of that music. That's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to go to the Lord about it. Prudence is defined as a refined taste in practical affairs. Below are practical tests to help you refine your taste. There are all kinds of names on the chart that I gave. I'm not going to go through it all tonight, but there are all kinds of names that are moving in this direction. I haven't even dealt with country and rock and pop and jazz and rap and all of those things. All of those things are off the charts, folks. If you're into that stuff, you need to get rid of it. Clean and clear. Where we're having struggle with believers is in this area of Christian contemporary. And so I've spent the majority of my time in that. There's some questions that you can ask, and you need to be aware of the Bible colleges. You need to be aware of the proponents that are moving in this direction and keep your guard up in these areas. And how do you close a message like this? Here's how I close it. Would you recommit yourself to say, Lord, I'm going to have the music in my life, first of all, that pleases you. Secondly, I'm going to have music in my life that is going to build me up in my faith. It's going to strengthen me. It's not going to connect me to looser and weaker associations. Lord, I'm making a commitment to make sure that this area is good and strong. I'm going to protect my life in this area.